So now we're at back to the main motion as amended. Is there any further discussion on the main motion as amended?
Yes, I'd like to discuss this motion.
Yes, Donald Goldmacher, go ahead.
Thank you. This motion to establish this committee is so full of stuff that I either don't understand or believe is overreach that I think we really need to postpone a vote on this committee for further examination and discussion. Specifically, I'm aghast that we're actually talking about underwriting as a form of generating revenue for this organization, which our station, KPFA, is vehemently opposed to and has never done, and are opposed to this foundation as a nonprofit organization pursuing that. Also, we've had a preliminary conversation about a private placement bond, which is absurd given the financial straits that we are currently in. How much more money are we going to keep borrowing to stay alive? And an advisory council to Pacifica? Really? We need people who are no longer on the board are going to come back and advise the board after they've done such a terrific job. So I have a bunch of objections to this motion, and I really ask the members of this board, especially the new members, to think very carefully before you vote on this motion, because there's a lot of time bombs in here that I don't think you're going to like coming down the road.
Yes, I see Vanessa. Susan Young's hands up.
Okay.
Yes, I'm probably going to echo a lot of what Donald has said. I've done a lot of strategic planning, and this is unfocused. It's grab bag. It is not structured in any way. I think it can't achieve much. My understanding is that the strategic planning committee from last year did not achieve much, that it was organized in order to find ways to retire the loan. And I think that the ideas that have been brought up are highly suspect. And I would look to our first order of business is to achieve stability and to be able to have enough revenues to pay for ourselves. We need to have good radio. And I look to the executive director to come forward with plans about that. I realize that she has said, you know, pursuant to my question, I look to hearing everybody's ideas. I think that the individual program committees that are better focused can give you ideas. I think this one is a mishmash.
Thank you. Vanessa.
So I support the creation of the committee. The purpose, at one point I served on strategic planning, not last year, but previously. And the purpose is to have a discussion, to have some input and discussion about the vision, you know, for the network, solving some, you know, financial problems. I think it's almost anti-intellectual not to at least discuss this. Nothing is going to be decided at the committee level. Nothing is ever decided at any committee level. The committee comes up with ideas, and then those ideas, if they make it out of committee, are forwarded to the PNB, and then the PNB votes on it. So it's just a forum, an excellent forum, to engage in meaningful discussion about how to move the station forward without putting all of our little eggs in the one basket of the executive director, God bless her, but that's what we're here for. It's part of our fiduciary responsibility to add our ideas to the financial stability of the network. So I definitely support this committee.
Thank you. Jim Dingaman and then James McFadden.
Yes. Well, I agree with Susan and Donald and Vanessa, because all these are serious issues to be thought of when you deal with this. I actually teach strategy, so this amuses me beyond belief. You know, the way we have to get through this is we have to double and treble and quadruple the amount of people listening to our content. Then, of course, we're going to get more money. That to me is where we all have to cooperate with each other. And to put the burden on the ED is just absurd. Because, you know, anybody, it's like dropping into DMBN flu about 10 days before it falls. I mean, you know, you gotta, it's too much to ask one person to bear that burden. It's something that we all have to bear and work with together to solve these problems. So yeah, I take all your criticisms about it seriously, but a strategic vision, if shared with everybody, and we can argue it throughout this entire body, yes, it can be ponderous, but yes, these things have to be thought through and lines of attack have to be explored.
Thanks, Jim. James McFadden.
I guess my first comment is just, you know, the number two, exploration of new revenue streams and why we need a list of specifics there, which really sort of direct the committee rather than allowing the committee to come up with a set. You know, they can, you know, they can think about these things. But in particular, I'm worried about the fact, number F, you know, exploration of restricted forms of underwriting. That sounds suspiciously like corporate underwriting, which I am not in favor of. And so I'm thinking we should either eliminate those kind of directives, or at the very least eliminate F, unless F means something that I, you know, other than some kind of underwriting, whether it's profit or a nonprofit corporate underwriting. What does that mean? What does F mean?
Yeah, if I may, I think I'd like to address that. I mean, I share as a general proposition, the notion that, we should avoid underwriting, but I think that there are, some units within the network that, have thought about underwriting and have maybe engaged in some things that are borderline underwriting, and that it makes a certain amount of sense, for Pacifica to have, you know, kind of a network-wide policy on underwriting, you know, like these kinds of underwriting verboten, right? And then, you know, and maybe there are degrees where it's okay, which is not to say that, you know, every station has to adopt that. The stations that don't need to engage in underwriting wouldn't go there, but that the underwriting would be, you know, and it says quite clearly exploration of restricted forms of underwriting. So it's not like opening the door to all underwriting. It's, you know, I think it's pretty clear that it's, you know, what kind of underwriting, you know, is it okay to announce, you know, that local businesses have, you know, donated things in kind to your station, you know, when those local businesses are, you know, kind of, aligned with the mission of Pacifica, as well as, you know, it doesn't hurt to, you know, throw them a little, recognition for their support of a particular station. And so where is that line? And I think that's the point of putting that in there. And it's just the kind of, and I think the reason that there's a bunch of other things listed under those new revenue streams is that they were ideas that the committee has explored over the past couple of years. And, you know, because there's some work that's already been done, it doesn't mean that the committee must do all of those things. It's just recognizing some things that have happened in the past. I just offered that bit. So I think we are we talking about Heather? Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to mention just briefly, I don't know if I'm prepared to talk about this the way I'd like, but our community radio station in Atlanta, for example, we do underwriting with small businesses in the city, which I think is wonderful. I mean, small businesses are very much part of our community altogether. But my work, most of my work has been in cooperative economic development across the country and across the South. And these are groups that come together to raise money for whatever it is that they might be working on. Of course, my work has been in agriculture. So I think it's unfortunate if we don't have a sense of understanding that the development of small businesses is very integral to all of our communities. Now, we can develop criteria on what that means exactly and who it is that we would want to provide the opportunity to support or provide them with an opportunity to have their voice heard in our community radio stations. But I think it's something we should definitely have a discussion about it. And I'm so pleased that it's on this exploration of new revenue streams. So that's what I wanted to say, Julie. Thank you. I could say a lot more, but I won't do it right now.
Thank you, Heather. Is there any other discussion on this motion as amended by Jim Dingman's amendments?
James,
go ahead.
Yeah, just very briefly, I want to say that I support this motion. I support standing up the Strategic Planning Committee. I support the enumeration of certain topics for that committee to discuss, but certainly not limited to those items. And on the issue of underwriting, I want to just say that I came in very opposed to underwriting. But in speaking about it to people as chair of the Finance Committee this past year, I remember the remark of one general manager who said, if we don't have underwriting, there might not be any writing at some of our stations. So we are in a very difficult financial situation. I think we have to look at all possible fundraising sources. And as has been described, some forms of underwriting can be benign. We have to watch out for the slippery slope, of course. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Any further discussion on this motion? Are there?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Mr. Goldmacher.
Yeah, though all the conversation has been underwriting, in this proposal for Strategic Planning Committee, but there's a lot of other stuff here, some of which I listed previously that are quite problematic. And I would urge the members of this committee to table this motion so that it can be looked at in more detail.
We passed 5 minutes more than once.
In fact, I do move to table this motion.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are you making that motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
I don't want to be too technical, James.
Oh,
I think we were past time.
Oh, yes. So really we need to either decide that we're going to extend time to entertain the motion and technically I believe the point is it's not to table, but it's a motion to postpone. I think Mr. Tatum would tell me there is no such thing as a motion to table.
There is such a thing.
There is.
Okay.
But it's not used right here. Postpone is a superior word to use here.
I'll take your suggestion, Mr. Tatum. I move to postpone, for 1 month.
For 1 month.
Well, let's say until the next meeting so people don't get freaked out here, right?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, now we're out of time for discussion, and so are there any objections to that motion?
Object.
Yes, Beth, I object.
I object as well.
Okay, I got all the objections I need. Now we need to go to a vote on the motion to postpone to the next meeting. Motion to postpone the motion on the Strategic Planning Committee to the next meeting.
Okay, so Jim Dingman.
No postponement.
No postponement. Votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Votes no. Donald Goldmacher.
By all means, yes.
Yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Donna Grimes.
Abstains.
Okay. Evelia Jones.
Yes, postpone.
Yes, postpone. Ali Laxa.
Abstain.
I can't hear you.
Abstain?
Abstain. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. ABS. Okay. Marianne Martinez.
Pass.
Did I hear a yes?
Pass.
Pass. Sorry.
Sorry.
James McFadden.
Abstain.
Abstains.
Arlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence is not here. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Sharon Salam. Sharon? Okay, we'll come around a second time. F. Van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez, you passed.
I just abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Let's see. I thought there was one who did not respond.
Yes, Susan Goodwin.
Oh. Susan. Yes. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, let's see. We have one, two.
Oh, Sharon Salam, no.
Sharon. You change your vote. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misread that. No. I think we have everybody now. We have one, two, three, four, five yes votes. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll vote no.
Vote no. That's nine no votes. The motion to postpone.
Well, wait a minute. How many abstentions, please?
One, two, three, four abstentions. Okay.
So the motion to postpone fails.
Right.
Okay. So then, is there further discussion about the motion as amended, or can we go to a vote?
Time has expired.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
I would like to know what the motion to, as amended is.
Okay, so it's the original motion that went around with the agenda, except that Jim Dingman's amendment passed, which added items 6 and 7 that were about rejuvenating the Pacifica mission, dealing with the arts, I didn't get the words right, and expanding educating programmers in radio and sound arts. Again, I didn't quite get those words right, but.
You've got the gist.
Right.
Okay. So.
Any objections to the motion as amended?
Object.
All right. Let's go to a roll call vote then.
Okay. And this is on the
main motion as amended.
And this is the planning committee, right?
Strategic planning committee, correct.
Strategic, yes. Okay. Jim Dingman.
I vote yes for my amended thing there.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
No. Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones. Evelia Jones. Okay, I'm hearing nothing. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez. Come around a second time. James McFadden.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Darlene Pagano.
Pass.
Passes. Okay, Lawrence is not there. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam.
No.
Votes no. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. We missed a few up here. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Who else did we miss? Mariana Martinez.
Yes.
You pass? What was that? A yes. Or it was a yes. I'm sorry. Okay, Lawrence is not there. Okay, I think we have everyone.
Wait. Darlene.
Darlene Pagano. Oh, passed. I'm sorry, you passed. Yes.
Right. I'll vote no.
No. Okay. What else have I missed? I think we've got it. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, no. And 1 abstention. The motion passes. 12 to 4.
Julie?
Okay, so, we have one more committee vote that we were gonna, motion on a committee vote. And so for the new directors, the PNB passed, I want to motivate this one a little bit. The PNB passed a motion on, January 20th, 2022, to establish a national emergency management work group. The motion that we passed is at the very end of the agenda. It's called, the appendix to motion 7E. And so that's the old motion that already passed. And so, we agreed to stand up this work group, but we've not actually stood up the work group. And the point of this motion, I'm motivating still and then I'll read it. The point of this motion is basically to put one director from each of the 5 stations on the national emergency management work group, basically for the purpose of getting this group stood up. It's not to say that those are the only people on the group, because the actual original motion kind of says who the people who would serve on it, at least in a high level sort of way. And so that's the point of this motion. So now I'm going to read the motion. It says, whereas a motion passed at the January 20, 2022 PNB meeting to establish a national emergency management work group, resolved that director membership on the national emergency management work group shall consist of one director from each of the 5 stations and a director representing the affiliates, to be elected and to ensure the participation of additional members per the January 20, 2022 motion. That's the motion. And so, basically, Beth, would you like to speak a bit to just the general notion of having a national emergency management work group and a little bit about your findings, just to give some of the new directors who didn't hear that motion and the discussion around it, to give them a little bit of background?
So moved, Vanessa.
Oh, thank you.
Second, sorry. James.
Thank you. You guys are wider awake than I am. Beth, would you like to say anything about emergency management planning?
Sure, I hadn't planned to do so, but I can. Emergency management is ever more necessary in the world we live in. Disasters are becoming more frequent, more extreme. We've already been subject, Pacifica as a network has already been subject to major disasters with major consequences for the organization, including losing our antenna site during 9/11 and losing the BAI antenna site, losing the BAI studio during Hurricane Sandy, and I have yet to hear the actual accounts from when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, but we've got a station there. Last year, the Bobcat fire surrounded the KPFK antenna, and we were able to defend it, but these things come up more and more frequently and are more and more costly. And to this point, as a network, we don't have adequate plans in place, adequate preparations made. There are resources available to help us do that. FEMA provides major, major funding on the order of, or comparable to last year's PPP funding, or the EIDL loan. And, we need this. We need this. Put a lot of time and effort into this for a decade and a half out here in California within my community. It's hard for me to imagine the station moving forward without making preparations for how to meet the need when it arises. In addition, when major disasters hit, often other forms of communication fall by the wayside. The internet is far less robust than broadcast radio, and so broadcast radio becomes the go-to information source for many people in their greatest hours of need. And if people find us then, they will never forget us. We have a responsibility both to the organization internally and to the communities we serve to step up to the plate and take this on. I think that's enough for now. I think of it as a kind of a mom and apple pie sort of a an issue. It's like who can possibly oppose the need to get ready? Thank you.
James Fustek.
Yeah, thank you, Beth, for that. James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Beth mentioned this part of it, but it's something that interests me, again, as the chair of the Finance Committee, because we're considered critical infrastructure so that we can be available for public service announcements and keeping our listeners informed during such emergencies, which I recall did happen at WBAI before Hurricane Sandy brought water up to the ceiling of the first floor of the building we were in lower Manhattan. This is important, recognized by the government, and because it's critical infrastructure, there are grants available for hardening our sites in order to help us persevere through such emergencies. And just for example, in California, we have two stations that are in, you know, I guess everybody on the planet is in an earthquake zone, but we know in California, it's an active earthquake zone. And there are provisions for strengthening our infrastructure against such things. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks. And I'll just add to that. Now that we're caught up on our audits, I think we're going to be way more eligible for many of those sorts of grants than we might have been in the past. I see Jim Dinkman, and then I'm sorry, Susan, what'd you say?
5 minutes.
Oh, could I get a motion to extend? Well, yes. Can I get a motion?
Yes, motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Second, James.
Thank you. Any objections to the motion to extend for 5 minutes? The motion passes. Jim Dingman, go ahead.
Well, this is a no-brainer. I mean, hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes, they don't discriminate in terms of which faction of Pacifica you're part of. So I think that it would be really a great, great opportunity for us to really, you talk about serving communities, you talk about serving the people, the millions and tens of millions of people in the signal areas we're in. Because this offers so many possibilities to really do some serious public good beyond what we normally think of. So yeah, this is a great idea. I'm 100% in favor of it.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment on this motion? All right. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. All right. That was the final motion in terms of standing up committees in the following sense. We can stand up other committees, but other committees that we have typically, which I didn't list with the exception of this work group, are things like the National Development Task Force, the Technology Task Force, and most typically in the past, those committees have been open to all willing members from LSBs and directors. And so we haven't had those as part of elections. I realize we probably would need to have motions to stand up those again for the 2022 year, but what I'm most interested in accomplishing yet this evening, recognizing that the hours are waning quickly, is to pass the motion on nominating and voting. Now that we have stood up, you know, passed some motions for these special committees, that we can actually fill in the next motion that says what the actual voting procedure is. And it worked out with Terry Goodman as an election teller and chair of tellers to have the vote stood up. And so with that, I would read the motion on nominating and voting on 2022 committees. So let me just say one quick thing. We passed motions last week, but they were very vague about the timing. And so what this motion does is it really nails down the timing for once and for all for 2022. So here's the sense in which we're not relitigating something. So whereas the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees, requires the following standing committees of the PNB, Coordinating Committee, Governance Committee, Finance Committee, and Audit Committee. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws allow for other committees, and I'll change that word other to special committees to be established by the PNB. Whereas the Pacifica National Board voted at its February 17, 2022 meeting to establish the following other committees. That's tonight. And so now I'm supposed to list those other committees. And I believe it's the five committees that we voted on, which are, I think five is the number, four, elections, programming, strategic planning, and director membership of the National Emergency Management Work Group. Okay, now let me finish reading the motion. Move that the PNB nominations for standing and special committees open on February 18, 2022, when the nominations form is sent out to all directors, and that the nominations close at midnight Pacific time on February 20, 2022, that's Sunday, that the tellers will send out ballots by February 21st, 2022, and that ballots will be due by midnight Pacific time on February 25th, 2022. So just to remind everybody what I just read out. And so here's the other point. We will send a nominations form, which will make it easy because most of these nominations are one director per station. And so what we will have is a list of the stations, and then you nominate people by the station they represent. And then where affiliates are, directors are also included, you would include one of the affiliates, directors, et cetera. You do not need to worry about the LSB folks because that comes with LSB. We'll send this, or Paulina will send this to the LSB secretaries, who will then say, oh, we need LSB delegates to populate these committees too, and they'll take care of that part. But we need to vote on the directors who are going to serve on these committees. And technically speaking, if there's only one person nominated from each station for a particular position that's not a contested election, and so the ballot may be shorter and include, you know, just the people that we really need to vote on. And so when you also, people should only nominate people who are willing to serve, although that is the thing that we'll have to actually go back, and it could be that there's a write-in or something like that, that so the committee composition may change a little bit. But at any rate, that's the basic outlines. And so the nomination form would go out tomorrow, because now we've got the list of committees. So that's pretty straightforward to pull together. The ballots would get, nominations close Sunday night, midnight Pacific time. You'll get the ballots by hopefully Monday, and then you'll be able to vote until next Friday, midnight Pacific time. And then by the time we get to the, March 3rd, regular meeting of the PMB, we'll have complete committee elections completed, and then the committees will be able to go forth and prosper from that point forward. So are there, would someone like to move that motion?
So move.
I second it.
Thank you. Discussion. I see James McFadden's hand. Go ahead, James.
I just wanted to ask, you said, it said that nominations would close on February 20th, but then you said there might be a write-in candidate. And, a write-in candidate should only be needed if they weren't nominated, I assume. So is it okay to have, I mean, I just had a question. And if you can have a write-in candidate, then really the nominations aren't quite closed because somebody can do a write-in later. Is that the way this is going to work?
I might be a little overtired at this point in the evening. I'm not sure I meant to say write in, honestly.
So you're saying they really do close at, you know, if you're not nominated on the 20th, you can't be a write in candidate later.
Let me put it this way. It will be very clear in the nominations instructions that come out to everybody whether that's the case. Is that okay, James? Is that a reasonable answer?
Sure.
Thank you. Other discussion on this motion?
Question from your secretary?
Yes, Polina.
Remind me, directors need to be elected to all of these committees we're populating before nominations go, before instructions go out to stations, right? So we don't know yet what the timeline will be for LSBs to nominate, to populate the committees, correct?
That's correct. Although I think because we voted these, committees into existence, we can start compiling, you know, the list with the mandates so mm-hmm. that LSB delegates can, you know, start thinking about, you know, what are they interested in serving on, et cetera.
Got it. I'll be in touch with it about the details. Thank you.
Got it. Anything else on the discussion-wise on this motion?
I raise my hand again. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Sure. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
I just want to, you know, I could imagine somebody, since these committees, we don't even know when the committees are going to meet, somebody may sign up to serve on a committee, say that's fine, but then it turns out it's on the night when they have a other, you know, commitment. I'm not quite sure how that works. I assume we just go through this process again to replace them. Is that?
Yeah. So I think one of the things that happens as soon as, you know, there's a practice in Pacifica, and I'm sorry, I should have gotten more sleep the last night. I'm going to get a night's sleep tonight, but at any rate, I'm going to try to finish fitting sentences out. There's been a practice at Pacifica of committees, selecting a day of the week and maybe a, you know, like the third Tuesday or whatever to meet so that there's not really, much jockeying for, who meets and committees meeting at the same time. And there's basically an agreement that we don't schedule committee meetings for the same night so that people don't, you know, don't have a conflict and they don't have to choose between two committees that they're on, right? And so that the public can also participate in the meetings. James raises a good point, which is, For example, I missed going to a basketball game tonight because this meeting was already scheduled and I had tickets, but oh well. You know, so it does, you know, people are going to have to figure out standing commitments and whatnot, and committees are just going to have to kind of sort out and pick their day of the week, et cetera, to establish that pattern. But, you know, my experience is that it's worked out reasonably well. And on occasion, a committee has to meet on an alternative evening just because they've got something that, you know, like the personnel committee, I'm sure did last year, where they just had a whole lot of work to get done in a relatively short period of time. And they, you know, kind of doubled up on meetings, whereas other committees meet, you know, maybe not quite so regularly, but at any rate, and I will add one more point, which is to say that, particularly for the new directors, if you go to kpftx.org, you can see all the committee meetings that are listed. And one of the things you can do is you can go back and look at, 2021, and there's a filter at the top of the, with a drop list of all the committees, and you can look to see how many times did the audit committee meet? How many times did the finance committee meet? And that can, you know, possibly people might be able to use that sort of information, you know, to help them figure out which committees they'd like to be on. Not a bad thing to think about. Okay. Any other discussion? Are there any objections to the motion on nominating and voting on committees? Hearing no objections, the motion passes.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
Yes, you may, James.
Yeah, I would like to point out that it's now 11:37 by my watch here at Eastern Time, and we have Julia Kennard, our CFO, standing by waiting to report, but it doesn't look like we're going to get to her item on the agenda. May I tell her that it's okay for her to go to bed?
Yeah.
Yes, I would think so. That now's a good time to also note that the next item that was on the agenda was process for nominations and voting for, no, I'm sorry, I've just misread, the Pacific and National Advisory Council and nominations. And that too was an item that the PNB passed a motion on in the 2021 PNB. And so that motion was pasted in the appendix. Again, we're not voting on that motion because it already passed. But one of the things we were going to do with that item is talk a little bit about the background of what we would do there. And I fear that it's late enough in the evening that perhaps that's not a good idea to start that right now. And then what would be remaining on the agenda if we decided to skip that item would be the ED report and Q&A, CFO report and Q&A, unfinished business, new finished business, adjourned. So we don't have to obviously do everything, and I'm, as long as people are okay, I think we could probably say that there's, and I did check with Julian, I think she didn't have that much to report this evening, so I'm certainly okay with skipping the CFO report for this week. Are there any objections? I guess that wasn't technically a motion, but are there, would there be any objections to postponing discussion of the Pacifica National Advisory Council till the next meeting? Because I think that's something that we'll probably do better, not when we're, you know, T-minus 10 and counting.
I second that.
Thank you. Any objections to postponing that one to the next meeting? Stephanie, would you like to give, that would put us up to the ED report. Is there anything you would like to share with us at this point?
I just a few couple of points. I'll make them very quick. I'm sure a lot of you know this already, but it is good news that the KPFK's FCC license has been renewed, and so that renewal was granted, so we don't have to worry about that for another 7.5 or 8 years, so that was good news. As far as the EIDL loan, we are expecting to get the EIDL loan money fairly soon, and we do plan on using a significant amount of that to pay down some of the FJC loan. And then after that, we will pretty much determine how best to utilize those remaining funds that will have, you know, kind of the best positive impact on the various financial situations that Pacifica is facing. One of the things also is that the, as again, all of us probably know, the sale of the KPFT building that, you know, was finalized a while ago, and that just wanted to assure people that the proceeds of that sale are safe in an escrow fund, and they are going to be used to purchase a building in a new location for the station, and we're also going to use some of that money to do the build-out as required, and then I also want to save some of that just to have on hand for any sort of incidentals that may pop up that we're not aware of. But one of the things that I would like, and people can definitely contact me offline with this, is that if anybody has any comments and suggestions about any individuals that are close to KPTFT or KPFT that would be interested and that can provide helpful suggestions about the purchasing of a new building, I would love to be able to have conversations with you about that. I know there's been a few things that have kind of come my way about a local agent who might be willing to work pro bono. We're not going to be, you know, talking or discussing any agents or real estate people here at this point. But again, if that is something that has popped up, it would be great to be able to get the suggestions and comments at me.
May I say something?
Thank everybody that's reached out to me and have helped me and taken time to have conversations with me. I appreciate it.
May I say something?
Go ahead, Sue Goodwin.
I haven't been able to say this through the entire meeting until Katia made it public. And with great regret, I tell you that Eskia has passed. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh man. Thank you, Sue.
Yes, and I know we're at the end of this meeting. We will, there'll be a lot more that we will deal with and do.
Oh man.
But I did want you all to know that.
Thank you, Sue. Speaking of Eskia Muhammad of WPFW, of course, but just in case others don't know.
Julie, I'm sorry to tell you that.
No, that's okay. I mean, I have to say, previous to Bert Cohen being an affiliate director, particularly for the new people, Jose Gutierrez was an affiliates director, and Jose passed away last year. And my time overlapping with Jose on the PNB was almost a year, but I barely knew Jose because he had been in poor health for a good chunk of that year and he was not able to make very many meetings. And so I didn't know him very well, but when he passed away, it just felt like a gut punch, you know, and the reason it felt like a gut punch is because, you know, he's one of us. He cares about Pacifica, and the same was true of Fernando, and the same is true of us. And so it really does feel, you know, kind of like, okay, a triple gut punch, I guess now, but, Heather Gray, I see your hand.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry for the loss as well. I didn't know her, but I'm just sorry about that. But, Julie, I just want to compliment the board because I've been doing this timing of individuals for quite a while. Only once tonight, even though I know there were a lot of things that people wanted to say, only once did I have to say that somebody had gone over the time. So basically, it's a compliment to all of you all. You're very explicit about your comments and you know, wonderful about it. So I'm just wanting to thank everyone.
Appreciate that acknowledgement, Heather. Donald, I see your hand.
Sorry, that's inadvertent.
We can barely hear you, though.
So sorry, that should have not have been up. My error.
Oh.
Or I left it up by mistake. Sorry.
Got it. Fair enough.
Sharon Salam.
Sharon, go ahead.
I have to leave.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to let you all know.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I see Susan's hand. Go ahead.
I don't know if this is the right statement, but point of personal privilege. I think, Julie, you're doing an amazing job. I'm incredibly grateful to be coming on this board with you as chair.
Ah, shucks. Am I allowed to say that? sorry.
If that isn't just horrendous brown nosing.
Arthur is here. Arthur, well, first, let me give people a chance to ask Stephanie any questions based on her report. All right. I will add one thing which I was remiss and didn't share at the outset. I don't know the precise vote at every station, but all five LSBs passed the motion to amend the Articles of Incorporation. Paulina and I signed the certified motion so that it could be sent to the attorneys who have appropriately filed it already with the correct California agencies, which I believe are the Board of Equalization and the Franchise Tax Board. I'm not entirely sure I got those names right, but at any rate, that paperwork is done. And so hopefully, both of the, KPFA and KPFK stations will be able to go forth and prosper in terms of, getting reduced property taxes. And so I really do appreciate, everyone who helped make that happen at their LSBs in a really seamless way. And I see that Arthur Schwartz is here, and I just wonder, Arthur, if there's anything you would like to share, given that we're still here in open session. You're on mute, Arthur.
Just two quick things. Last meeting, 2 weeks, ago, I guess I went through all the cases, and they're moving along, but they're, and the Radford trial is set for March 7th.
We're in open session though, Arthur, so I just want to
know. Okay.
That's not top private. Secret. Got it. Okay.
Just so people know, in getting the SBA loan, we had to do some negotiating with FJC, and they were incredibly amenable to whatever they had to do to facilitate that loan. And they're greatly looking forward to the further pay down of their loan to us. And the other thing is that I believe Stephanie and I agreed that I am going to take over the negotiations at KPFK with the union, partly to save significant amounts of money. I think I charge Pacifica half of what our prior lawyer was charging. And also, I'm a union lawyer, so it'll bring a slightly different perspective to the negotiations than Warren Nelson, so people should know that.
Thank you. Any questions for Arthur? Reminding you all that we're still in open session. All right. Any unfinished business? Any new business?
Yeah, I wanted to mention something quick.
Go ahead, Jim.
This Saturday, we're going to keep pushing on the CPB issue. We're going to have a meeting at 1:00 where, Otis McClay is going to be there. John Amell is going to be there. And we're going to, have Dan McCrory from KPFK go through what a community needs assessment is. He's going to present the one he did at KCET. And then John and Otis, we're going to talk about some of the glitchy issues with the whole question of how you evaluate stations, audience, and all that kind of stuff. The more minutia of things that we didn't get through the last time. But, yeah, everybody's welcome to come. At 1:00, we're going to do that. That's on the KPTFX calendar.
Okay. And that's listed as the technology task
force. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, there, and then we have a special guest in March, which I can't announce, but I will tell Julie and Stephanie later why. But it'll be a great surprise, a very positive thing that everybody will like. Trust me.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other new business? Well, that brings us, folks, to the last item on the agenda, which is adjourn, and it is 11:47 p.m. Eastern. Oh, go ahead, Susan Young. Go ahead.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, everyone. Remember, you'll get your ballots in the mail, or I'm sorry, your nominations form in email tomorrow, and we'll need you to vote through the following week. All right. Thanks, everyone. It was painful, you know, slow at times getting through the committees, but I'm really glad that we did that and we can take care of the voting all at one time. And I really do appreciate everybody's patience, and I feel like we'll make this work. Thanks so much, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank Bye. You. I'm cutting the stream.
Anyway.
Thank you. Yes, I'm still here.
Tiffany. Bye-bye.
Julie, I've been a bit absent, as you know.
Yes.
For the sending out tomorrow, is it going to be different, the form?
So I started working on it already, Paulina, so I'll send it
great.
To you.
Thank you so okay. much. I appreciate that. Okay, great.
Well, no worries. Thank you. All right. Thanks, sorry, everyone.
Sorry. Julie, I too want to say what a stupendous job you've done. I'm sorry I was distracted.
Yeah.
No. For much of the meeting.
I apologize, but
I totally understand now why you missed it. Yeah. Right. A few votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry Absolutely. To hear about that, Susan. And Julie, I'm sorry you missed your basketball game, girl.
I know.
But I mean, hell, that's a drag.
It was on TV and I recorded it, so I'm not watching it now. I'm going to watch it in the morning.
Oh, smart. Okay.
I'd also like to chime in and compliment Julie on what an outstanding job she's been doing. Thank Shucks. You for doing it.
Thank you. Well.
So WPFW just lost, you just lost your news director.
Yes. And my dear colleague.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I mean, of course. It's, yes. Yes. It's Gia.
Sue and Askia do a show. Well, did a show together. So yeah.
Yes. I know. This I is, know. Of course I know. I've heard you many times.
This I'm is, very sorry. This is hard. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. How old was he, Susan? Susan, how old was he?
I believe he was 75.
Yeah. See, I'm 73. I'm dealing with cancer right now. So oh, I know dear. That these kind of situations, you know, it's part of the baby boomer audience we have. Unfortunately, all of us are getting old, and it always kills me, you know, because when one time we had a, since it's only a couple of us here, Paulina's here. Yeah. Okay. Cool. We had a meeting once in New York where 50 young kids came, and I said, you know, you guys should just throw us the hell out of here and take over, you know, just throw us the hell out of here. And that's one thing we have to do. We just have to have young people come. But I'm very sorry to hear your friend died, Susan. Very sorry.
Thank you. I knew him for 40 years.
Oh, I can imagine. It's very tough. Yeah. Very tough.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming and rejoining us and telling us, Sue, because, yeah. you know, that's important news. So we're thinking of Askia's family, too. So. All right. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Wait,
Julie, one more thing.
Yeah.
I fixed a couple of very important glitches. A, in your official account, the recording will be automatically on now from the moment anybody joins.
Awesome. Okay.
Done. And two, you will now be able to have co-hosts. It just, I wasn't able to fix it in real time, right? I fixed it. So as of next meeting, you will see those two options. Your recording will go as soon as it starts.
Okay.
So nobody will make the same mistake we made. And co-hosts will be available.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Your support,
Julie, I have a very important question. Which
yes,
team,
yes. Go ahead,
which,
Jim.
Which team did you miss playing?
This is University of Maryland Women's College Basketball.
Oh, cool. Cool.
I know.
Yeah.
They were ranked like number 4 in the country. Now they're like number 13, but still. And tonight was a tough game too, I'm sure. So
women's, my first wife was a national judo player, so I know how much fun women's sports is to watch.
It really anyway. Is.
I oh, mean, yeah. Hell
basketball
yeah.
is like, it's pure. It's not about dunking, right? Well, and so it's just, it's so much fun.
Well, I play football, so I have a different attitude. But anyway, you take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.